אנחנו קוראים
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, הסתכלות פנימית, Inner Reflection, Page 272 in Hebrew, Chapter 5, Item 83. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
כן, בבקשה.
עוד פי דלת.
Item 83, 84. The התקללות, inclusion of the Masach in the first three Bechinot through its הזדקחות, purification. The fourth discernment is the Bechinat התקללות, inclusion of the Masach in the aviut of the first three Bechinot, which comes because of the הזדקחות, purification of the Masach. It is done by Haka'a, striking and bitush of Or Pnimi, inner light, and Or Makif, surrounding light, on each other, as the Ari wrote. This is something that should be thoroughly understood, as it is the pole by which the entire wisdom hangs.
Again,
Item 84, the Hitkalelut, the inclusion of the Masach in the first three Bechinot through its Hizdakhut, purification. The fourth discernment is the Bechinat Hitkalelut, inclusion of the Masach in the Aviut, coarseness of the first three Bechinot, which comes because of the Hizdakhut, purification of the Masach. It is done by Haka'a and Bitush, striking of Or Pnimi, inner light, and Or Makif, surrounding light, on each other, as the Ari wrote. This is something that should be thoroughly understood, as it is the pole by which the entire wisdom hangs.
Because through itkalelut, inclusion, intermingling, we get new discernments between the areas, between the forms of nature, the relationships. And from that, we get a new vessel, new discernments. I would say new values. We connect yellow with green. But we notice not yellow and not the green, but the intensity, the level of the connection. Meaning as they connect according to their unique individual qualities, we see that many new qualities are born from this, which are specifically good for our development. And through them, we're able to feel the depth of the connection, those higher harmonies and the sounds, special colors as they connect, and so on. So, as we have connection between different levels of impressions, we get the language that is richer. Because there is an intermingling, itkalelut, of the individual sfirot and potsufim. Next.
Item 85, the Hitkalelut, inclusion, intermingling of the Masach in the first three Bechinot means the first three Bechinot of Bechinat Daled. We have already elaborated in that matter, and this is not the place to expand on it. However, we must understand in this regard that this above Hitkalelut in the Masach does not mean that the first three Bechinot themselves have now been restricted, as Bechinat Daled was restricted before. But this entire Hizdakhut, purification, occurred only in Bechinat Daled herself. It has already been explained in Hiztaklut Pnimit, Inner Reflection, Part 2, that Bechinat Daled herself consists of four Bechinot, because she comes from Ein Sof. Hence, the Masach erected in her consists of all these four Bechinot as well. As the entire Aviut, coarseness, is contained in the Masach. Now you can see that when it says that the Masach rose to Zer'anpi and to Bechina Gimel, it means that Bechina Daled in Bechina Daled was purified from the Masach and was left with merely a viewed coarseness, the Bechina Gimel in Bechina Daled. It turns out that her form had been equalized with Bechinat Zer'anpin. You know that Ishtavut Tzura, equivalence of form, is unification in the spiritual, and thus it is considered that she rose and united with Zer'anpin, as if she herself was Bechinat Zer'anpin, for there is nothing to tell them apart. This is called being incorporated with Zer'anpin. You can understand the rest of the incorporations mentioned in the Masach similarly, until it rose and was incorporated in Pederosh, meaning equalized its form as Bechinat potential Masach. And it is not at all apparent about it that it comes from Bechinat actual Masach. And thoroughly understand.
Meaning all the screens ultimately converge in the Pe of Rosh, and from there they begin to generate the next Parzuf.
Adam 86. If the Masach departs from the Kli, the Or departs from it. The fifth discernment is the cessation of the operation of the Masach from the Kli, because of its exit from there. In other words, when the Masach was purified from Bechinat Dalet to Bechinat Gimel, it is regarded as the Masach exiting the Kli Malchut and ascending to Kli de Zer'anpin. Malchut was seemingly liberated from the force of detainment and the gvul, border limit, that was over her. Now she can receive the Or Elyon, the upper light, without delays. However, this is not the case. On the contrary, Malchut remained completely dark because of the exit of the Masach from her. It is so because from Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, onward, Malchut is no longer fit to receive any Or, but only through a Masach. Thus, the two operations, the reception of the Or and the rejection of the Or, are both connected with the Masach. As the Or rejects from the last Bechina, so it connects and closes the Orot from her up. And thoroughly understand.
Next.
Adam 87. Masach that acquires a viut, coarseness de Rosh, after its hizdekhut, after its purification.
You need to read a bit more burning manner.
Item 87, the Masach that acquires Aviut de Rosh after it is the Krut. The sixth discernment is Aviut de Rosh, acquired in the new Masach, after it is the Krut, purification, meaning by its ascent and coming into Malchut de Rosh, where it is incorporated.
There's also such a station. It's all preparations towards the next vessel. That's why we need them.
Item 88. Masach that acquires aviut, coarseness, the guf, after it is the chut, purification. The seventh discernment is the aviut, the guf, acquired in the masach anew, after it is the chut. After the masach of the rosh, receive the aviut, coarseness from below upward, all the reshimot that the Masach de Guf was incorporated with on its way through the Sefirot de Guf up to the Ma'atzil emanator awakened. These reshimot are in Bechinat aviut, coarseness from above downward, meaning from the Bechinat Guf. It turns out that this aviut that they receive from the Rosh in Bechinat from below upward inverts in the Reshimot de Guf into aviut from above downward.
שאלות.
Questions?
Done. עוד פייבב.
Item 86. What's the difference in terms of Kli of Malchut, where there is a Masach and when the Masach purifies? Why when the Masach purifies it says here that it is dark, darkness?
What else?
But also when the Masach exists.
Hold on. The question is, Malchut, whose screen purified, is in the state of darkness. Why? That's a question.
Why when the Masach purifies it is darkness, and when the Masach does not purify it is not darkness? In both cases, light does not enter. There is rejection.
Here we have to understand what is the meaning of darkness. If I still have a screen, Masach, and with it I wish to work, and I have conditions for the work, I'm in the state of the light. I'm not bestowing, that is true. I don't have any actions on my part. But my vessels are corrected vessels, ready for action. They have light of chassadim in them. I'm in some form of connection with the vessels around me also. And I prepare myself for action. So you can't call it darkness, whereas a vessel without a screen, it doesn't have any form of connections with other vessels. It cannot prepare itself for an action or bestowal, and therefore it is in darkness. The screen determines, the height of the screen determines.
In item 85, he says that there is a state where the Masach Deguf and Masach Derosh are equalized. And in this description, I can understand where they meet in the Peh, but what does it mean? These are two different organs.
Totally different.
So what does it mean that they equalize?
They have Roshimo and conditions in which they now see what they can do in the action of the Rosh and the action of the Guf. Because from them, a new Rosh and a new Guf are born. So after they performed the actions and they built and gave birth to a Partsuf, they return to Peh of Rosh. It gave birth to them, so they return to their place of birth and they see what else can be done in that place.
It says that Taka and Betisha striking of inner light and surrounding light with each other. Why am I asking that? Because he says, and that is something that needs to be thoroughly understood. So what does it mean that this is a striking, a beating of inner light and surrounding light? What is the essence of this action?
What is inner light? Open me.
Inner lights. In what sense?
No, without sense.
Inner light is revelation. Is
opening me. Inner light is the vessel that is the light that the vessel received in order to bestow, and it identifies with it. And that revelation of the Creator that he attained them inside his vessels, meaning there's adhesion there between the light and the vessel. That's one. What is the second one thing?
Akain betisha, striking and beating.
Between what?
Between opening men or makif, surrounding and inner light. He says this is the peg of the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, the pole of.
But there's an additional surrounding light or makif that was not received in the toch of the partsuf, and he would really like to be received from the side of the Creator, and he also it also wants to be received on the side of the created being, and the created being rejects it with everything it got, so he won't come close to him and confuse him and weaken him. He will not receive him. And that surrounding light is a surrounding light. It remains outside of it. Meaning around the body, I'm sorry, around the goof, it revolves. There's a wall around that place called the toch of the patsuf, and the surrounding light revolves around this wall, trying to see where, through which hole he might penetrate. And there is none. He feels that he's being rejected there. They hate him there. They don't want to receive him. They don't want to talk to him. Nothing. That's when he discovers how opposite he is. He looks through a little crack in the wall. No. He sees that he's not destined for that.
And you were talking about the gate of tears. Is it related?
No, let's say.
So how do we come to the gate of tears? That's a good question. How do you find this black spot where there's beating and striking?
Okay, not this, somewhere else maybe.
So how do you go through it?
You go through such actions and the will to receive that remains in a very special form, exceptionally sharp form. Let's say you're sitting in my place for a meal, and I bring out such dishes, and I say, this you should try, it's good. Yeah, well, so you taste it out of politeness, because you were raised a nice way, because you're an intelligent person. Yeah. So you'll taste a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Then the end of the meal comes. You came to the meal in order to taste something special. You were promised it's going to be served. And you come to a state where suddenly loud trumpets, and they bring in something special. An ox, a whale, even the angel of death chopped finely. And you discover that you have no appetite for it. That you've ruined your appetite over all those other dishes that you tasted earlier, because you didn't think about this the main course of this meal. That's it. Then the waiters come, let's say, or even more special ushers like that. They pick you up like that out of the chair, and you don't even have to walk, and they show you out, because you have no deficiency and the hall remains almost empty. Maybe a few people are left for the main course and the dessert, the greatest dessert, and you are looking at who's left there. I don't know. Who do you... who you respect here, especially? Kolya? Kolya, I don't know. Maybe he's left there, but maybe as a security guard. In short, such people are left there that you discover that you're very, very distant from them. And they kept their appetite and their yearning, their desire, and their intention that specifically for that which is revealed now, they have a taste for it. There's no flavor in whatever little piece they'll have there, the tail of an ox. Rather, you ascribe to it such an important spiritual attitude that for you, it's the height of pleasure. That's it.
So what are you telling me? That I have to be above my reason? Meaning, I'm not related to the efficiency I have revealed? I have to be above it?
You have to change your values.
What does it mean to change my values?
Change your values. Not the way you used to enjoy before. Rather, here it's an even greater pleasure. Now, beforehand, you used to be in bestow in order to bestow lishma. Now, you have to rise to an even higher degree, which is not in order to receive a reward.
Can you explain it more?
No, they'll open for you there.
But you're talking about it right now. You ask that question. Is it related to above reason, what you're telling me now?
Above reason, it's clear. We've been through that a while ago.
And what's now?
Even above reason, you have discernments. Chapter 6,
discernments in Or Yashar, direct light. The Or Elyon, the upper light, is completely even, and all the above changes relate to the receivers. 89.
Well, it's very interesting to feel it today. Even the letters that he's reading barely get into your ear, let alone the inner state. And the face is such. And they're not shining with wisdom. Dry. And they're aware of it and are content with it. Let's continue.
Adam 89. First and foremost, we must know and remember that the Or Elyon, the upper light, is completely even. And the multitude of changes we find in the Olamot are all done by the receivers. Moreover, they come by way of necessary cause and consequence from the first receiver, namely Malchut de Ein Sof. After all that, no change occurs in the Or Elyon, in the upper light, and it does not undergo changes even towards the receivers. It means that its simple light will finally appear to the receivers as it was apparent in the first receiver, being Malchut de Ein Sof, before the Tzimtzum, before the restriction, without any change. As it says, I, the Lord, change not.
Meaning the upper light, dedicated to creation, called the Or Ein Sof, light of Ein Sof, it cannot change. Because everything that creation will need is already in it. And all the changes are revelation of this upper light inside creation. And how much creation is preparing itself to be impressed from the upper light. Accordingly, these parts begin to be more corrected, they begin to work as a result of the upper light, and those begin to shine by the upper light, and those to respond, and those to maybe multiply the act of the light, and so on and so forth. Meaning, the upper light is as it is in the same form, but creation has to receive it, digest it, and respond to it with all the intensity of Pita Rach Pe'amim, 620 times more, as the darkness will illuminate as the light. That's how we see the actions of the light of Ein Sof. Just to what extent it has to activate creation and illuminate it. Next, questions?
Item 90. The knowledge of the wisdom depends mostly on knowing the order of the concatenation of the sefirot and the parzufim and the olamot by way of cause and consequence. Know that knowing this wisdom depends mostly on knowing the order of the concatenation of the sefirot and the parzufim in the olamot from one another by absolutely necessary cause and consequence. The sages of the Zohar explain that in the occult manner, but no one understood their words until the Ari came and revealed the matters. Know also that the whole innovation in the Kabbalah of the Ari with respect to previous interpreters is primarily in the disclosure of the ten sefirot de Or Chozer. Although the ten sefirot de Or Chozer, reflected light, in general, were known to all the prior Kabbalists, their primary attainment and understanding was only according to the conducts in the ten sefirot de Or Yashar, direct light. When the Ari came and explained to us the knowledge in the ways of the Or Chozer, reflected light, in their every detail, he thus opened before us the hidden treasures locked in the holy book of Zohar.
Look what he did. All the work of the lower ones, all the work of the Kabbalists, and the entire correction that we have to do in all of creation. It started from the Ari. He opened before us all the systems, explained to us how the connection can take place between the upper system from above down and the lower system from below up, to what extent we can influence the upper system by that, and not only be influenced, but also the actuators, executioners, those who manage the whole system. It's a big change in the whole attitude, the whole approach, that we're not being activated, as we learned from the Ari, but that we activate the system from a certain moment, and for that it was created. Is that clear?
Can I ask something about the campus, about studying the Sefirot?
Okay.
It seems that from one semester to another it becomes more difficult and it less interests them and they have less patience to hear about the Patsufim, Sefirot. I see it from one semester to another. It becomes more repulsive and less desired. And it sounds as if this is the thing that is most important for everyone to hear and receive.
Depends on how you're talking about it.
But I see it time after time. The more I teach them, the less they want to hear about preface and
Pticha, you can be taught in a very interesting way. It's the connection of the simple person with the reality in which he lives. We have to think about it. Continue. I'll be back.
Item 91. All the discernments in the Or Chozer, reflected light, extend from Or Yashar, direct light. However, we must know that all these multiple discernments observed in the Or Chozer extend from the ten sefirot de Or Yashar. Thus, you haven't even a tiny innovation in the Or Chozer that does not extend from the Or Yashar. For that reason, they are also called by the same names as those of Or Yashar. Not only do they extend from them, but their attributes are the same as well. The only difference is the opposite value between them. As this is an Or, and that is a Kli. Again, Arim 91. All the discernments in the Or Chozer, reflected light, extend from Or Yashar, direct light. However, we must know that all these multiple discernments observed in Or Chozer extend from the 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar. Thus, you haven't even a tiny innovation in the Or Chozer that does not extend from Or Yashar. For that reason, they are also called by the same names as those of Or Yashar. Not only do they extend from them, but their attributes are the same as well. The only difference is the opposite value between them, as this is an Or, and that is a Kli. Again, Arim 91, all the discernments in the Or Chozer, reflected light, extend from Or Yashar, direct light. However, we must know that all these multiple discernments observed in Or Chozer extend from the 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar. Thus, you haven't even a tiny innovation in the Or Chozer that does not extend from Or Yashar. For that reason, they are also called by the same names as those of Or Yashar. Not only do they extend from them, but their attributes are the same as well. The only difference is the opposite value between them, as this is an Or, and that is a Kli.
Mike
from Slovenia is asking, how can you ruin an appetite in spirituality? Every additional taste in spirituality increases the deficiency, unlike a deficiency in our world, which is turned off, quenched by a fulfillment.
Appetite means I have a desire, and I have a filling. And the feeling is before the desire, and there's an illumination between them. The illumination of the force from the desire to the fulfillment, and the force from the fulfillment to the desire, and they meet and expect to, they stand before one another and expect to meet. And you're asking, the question can be very simple. There is appetite. There is before me what I really want. And next to me there's the landlord, the host. He's telling me that which you want to eat now costs $1,000. And then I don't know what to do. I cool off right away. I immediately enter restriction. I have to make a calculation here. Worthiness, yes, no, because according to the previous place, it was clear to me that we now can enjoy. I can give pleasure to the host, and he can give me pleasure. It's very simple. And here it's not the case.
So,
in such ways, we have to perform other calculations. We have to perform a calculation about the greatness of the connection, of the importance of the goal, the importance of rejection, of the screen, all those things, and new. Because we're given new conditions. When they say payment, it means a degree that we have to, you have to reach. If you're not suitable.
Now, the tenant duty is asking to do some exercise. We understand the very special situation given to us by the Creator, and we want to use this opportunity together, the whole world Kli and the whole world, the study hall. Now, we all get up, stand up, and make an exercise of awakening and gratitude to the Creator, and let's sing together as one man with one heart the whole workly. We disagree with that condition. Now we awaken from below upward and we sing together. Yesterday, our daily task was that we all have to do a soul check. And today, Rav did that calculation for us, that check for us in the beginning of the lesson, by reminding us how great and good our situation is, and this is an opportunity for us to connect. We're all experienced warriors, and we are in a roller coaster of the Creator, and this is an opportunity for us, this lesson, these words, and the connection to the friends and the world clear. They're all connected in their hearts, they're all burning. Let us use this opportunity for a greater connection. Let's add to it. Let's do it together, friends.
Okay, where are we?
Adam 92. The Ari spoke very little about the 10 Sefirot d'Or Yashar. Indeed, the Ari spoke very little of the 10 Sefirot d'Or Yashar, direct light, and even that was curtly, because he relied in that on the prior Kabbalists who only spoke from the Or Yashar. Hence, he found no reason to elaborate on them. And we must admit that we very much need his clear knowledge of the 10 Sefirot d'Or Yashar, direct light. It is an immeasurable absence. 93. There are 6 discernments here in the 10 Sefirot d'Or Yashar that we must always remember during the engagement in the wisdom. They are: first discernment, the Aurelion, the upper light, is completely even, while the Bechinot discerned in the 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar, direct light, are Bechinat Levushim, clothings, over the Aurelion. However, they do not manifest at all except by clothing in Or Chozer, reflected light.
Okay.
Yeah. Adam 94. The number of 10 Sefirot is in Or Yashar, but in the Or Chozer there are 5 Bechinot. The second discernment is that the number 10 Sefirot is primarily in the Or Yashar, direct light, but in the Or Chozer, reflected light, there are but 5 Bechinot, as the Ari says here. The 10 Sefirot d'Or Yashar are considered as a single he'ara, illumination. They are separated from one another only when they clothe in the Or Chozer. The third discernment is that the 10 Sefirot d'Or Yashar in and of themselves are not separated degrees from one another, as when they're clothed in Or Chozer. Rather, they are considered a single he'ara, a single illumination. However, when they clothe inside the ten sefirot the Or Chozer, great and enormous differences appear between them. Item 96. There are distances in the ten sefirot the Or Yashar from the Bechina of their own Atzmut, essence, although they are as one he'ara, one illumination. The fourth discernment is the distances in the ten sefirot the Or Yashar from the perspective of the Atzmut, of the essence of each and every sefira, as written. Item 97. Everything in the consequence is received from its cause. The Hara remains primarily in its cause, and only a branch of it is poured to the consequence. The fifth discernment is the measure of the distance between the cause and the consequence, and that all that there is that all that exists in the consequence is received from its cause. It cannot receive anything from any degree above its cause, if not through its cause. As much as the cause pours upon the consequence, most of the ara, most of the illumination, remains in the cause, and only a small branch of it is given and comes to the consequence. Though the he'ara, the illumination, did not come but only for the consequence. Item 98. All that is closer to Bechina Daled is considered more of coarser. The sixth discernment is the discernment of the proximity to Bechina Daled. The closer it is to Bechina Daled, the lower and more of it is considered. This discernment begins in the ten sefirot the Or Yashar only from the tzimtzum, restriction down, when Bechinat Dalet became a vacant halal, vacant space, and was corrected with a masach. Hence, this discernment is not implemented in the igulim, in the circles, as there is no masach there. Item 99. All these above discernments, except the last, apply in the ten sefirot the Or Yashar even before the Tzimtzum. Even though we have no attainment whatsoever prior to the Tzimtzum, nevertheless, the Elyon, the upper one, is still studied from the Tachton, low one. Remember these discernments well, and let them not move from before your eyes when you engage in this study of the wisdom. Now we're in the table of questions to the meaning of the words.
I think that we have to go to part 6, volume 2, part 6, and learn closely the world of Nikudim, which is truly the first world from the beginning of creation, in which gather and arrange and connect all the forces that work on the soul of Adam Rishon. Part 6 is central to the study of the Ten Sefirot. Because there we learn about all the details, the forces, the systems that belong to the relationship between the vessel and the light. And vessel and the creator, the connection between the worlds in general, and the connection of the Partsuf in and of itself. These things we start to learn again from part six. All the parts up until part six are really preparation. It's a collection of things that a person should hear, not know, but hear. What does he have in spirituality? And from volume 6, part 6, we begin to understand where they organize, how they're connected, how they work in a single system towards a single goal. So starting from tomorrow, we're going to start part 6. We didn't go through these four parts completely, wholly. Also with Rabash, sometimes he would go a little more over it, sometimes a little less. This depends greatly on what people want. As I understood, and that's what I did in my time, I understood that all this material that we did not work with in the class, during the lesson, we have to go over it during other times. So you have 5-6 students before the lesson for about half an hour. They take an excerpt from the book, part 1 of the study of Tensfiot, and they study it. Then another part, then another, and another, and they complete it. Not that they do it and they feel that the box in their head is filled. But that's it's good in this way. So anyone who comes a little earlier is recommended that he opens the study of Tensfiot, wherever it's clear to him that that's the place we didn't study, and he should learn from it. It's better than the Q&A. And we're going to the next volume. Do we have it? No, we don't. Okay. So we're going to the third lesson.
So let's sing a song together then.
Oh,